Laws, crimes, and punishments. Citizens of most countries believe strongly in the rule of law. Laws are written rules that are intended to guide people in their day-to-day lives. Every country has its own set of laws, and these laws may be quite different in different places. For example, in the United States, Canada, and many European countries, the law states that people drive on the right side of the road. In England, Japan, New Zealand, and other countries, people must drive on the left side of the road. When people break the law, punishments may also differ from place to place. For instance, some countries impose the death penalty for very serious crimes, whereas other countries do not believe in capital punishment. In free and democratic countries, laws are made by elected government representatives. Laws can be made by different levels of government. Laws that everybody in the country must obey are made by the national or federal government. These kinds of laws may relate to serious criminal offenses, federal taxes, passport regulations, immigration, etc. Laws that apply only to the individual state or province are made by the government of that region. These laws may involve highway traffic regulations, provincial or state taxes, rules about education, minimum wages paid by employers, etc. City or municipal laws, often called bylaws, are made by city officials and are relevant only to the local area. Rules that relate to speed limits within a city, property taxes, parking restrictions, building codes, etc. are included in municipal bylaws. While laws are made by the elected representatives, the police and courts exist to enforce the laws. Not all lawbreaking is considered a crime. Courts deal with both criminal and civil cases. In criminal cases, the community accuses an individual of committing an offense. The community is represented in court by the government, which represents the case against the accused person in court. An example of a criminal offense is theft. In civil cases, private individuals or companies who cannot solve a problem themselves ask the courts to decide. Breaking a contract is an example of a civil offense. It is sometimes possible for both a criminal and a civil case to result from the same incident. Suppose a person is injured in a car accident and the person who caused the accident had been drunk. The driver could be charged with drunk driving, and that case would go to criminal court. But the victim could also sue the driver for his or her pain and suffering, and that case would go to civil court. Criminal offenses are those offenses that violate public law. In most countries, these crimes are divided into two categories: less serious offenses and more serious offenses. In the United States, these offenses are referred to as misdemeanors and felonies. Leaving a restaurant without paying the bill, disturbing the peace by making loud noises, and stealing a chocolate bar are examples of misdemeanors. Kidnapping, assault, and murder are examples of felonies. Individuals convicted of a crime may be sentenced to different kinds of punishments, such as fines, community service, imprisonment, etc. Felonies are more serious crimes and therefore have much harsher sentences.